So this is about dogs and Epstein-Barr virus, which is a type of virus that can cause some types of cancer. And it can actually do that in dogs as well. And this could maybe mean that we've got a new model for studying this type of relationship in humans.
Because there's quite a lot of human diseases that are actually in dogs. I remember a long time ago there was a paper about, I think, narcolepsy and Dobermans and all these dogs just falling over asleep. At the moment, there's no other animals that get Epstein-Barr virus. Why do you think this is going to be useful?
Well, one interesting thing about this virus and a lot of other types of viruses is that we know that many, many people are infected with them, but they don't all always lead to particular types of cancer in everyone who's got the virus inside them. So we need to figure out why that is. Why are some people susceptible to this and others aren't? Perhaps if we could figure this out in dogs, it will give us some clues for what's going on in humans, and that might lead to new ideas for how to treat the disease or maybe prevent it.
Because Epstein-Barr virus is really, really common, but particularly in places like Africa, it actually causes an awful lot of cancers.
Exactly. So we don't really know what's going on there. Why are some people susceptible to this and others aren't? We just don't know what's happening inside those cells at the moment. And if we have an experimental model in dogs, for example, that could really give us a powerful way to figure out what's happening.